Hi, good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, ma'am, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign, ma'am?
What is this about?
It will be a quick survey, ma'am, regarding issues in your community and the country.
Right, and who is conducting the survey?
It will be Opinion Research.
Right, and who has
commissioned it? That's the name of the it's a survey service, ma'am.
Okay, well, the first answer is
okay, and with which political campaign, political party are you registered? Republican?
Republican.
And Democratic Party or some other political party?
I said Republican.
You said Republican, correct?
Yes.
Okay. As you are aware, ma'am, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? Will you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? You're not very likely to vote? Or not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Well, I'm pretty likely.
Okay. And what is your age, ma'am? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
There you go. There you go. There you go. 66 to
75. 66 to 75. Okay. And generally speaking, ma'am, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I think we're all right.
Okay. And from the following, issues are most important to you? Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, public safety issues like, are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of were cutting out every other word. But yes, I don't know why it's a bad connection, but.
Okay.
So you're asking what
I'm going
to
go ahead and read you a list of. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and read you some issues. Please tell me on which they should focus on the most. I'm going to start with constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, affordability issues like inflation, insurance and housing costs, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Which one do you think is the most that of the issues that they should focus on or is the most important to you and your family?
I can only pick one?
Yes, in this case, one.
Okay, the first one.
Constitutional issues like gun rights.
Yep.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to start with the name of Ron DeSantis. Would you be very favorable with Ron DeSantis? Somewhat favorable?
Yes.
Somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Very favorable?
Yeah.
Okay. What about David Jordan? Would you be very favorable with David Jordan? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable? Or you have no opinion?
I have no opinion. I've heard of him, but I don't know what he's about.
Okay. What about Eddie Owens, ma'am? Would you be very favorable with Eddie Owens?
Never heard of him.
Somewhat favorable?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? What about Mark Jordan?
I've heard of him, but I don't know anything about him, so I just would say never heard of him.
No.
I don't know anything about what he stands for, what his policies are. I've heard of him, but I don't know what he's about.
Okay. And what about Kerry Baker, ma'am? Would he be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
No. Never heard of him. Her, him.
Never heard of him?
Nope.
What about Anthony Sabatini?
Well, his name is all over signs, all over town, but I don't know anything about him.
Okay. What about Nan Kopman?
There's a big I've never heard of.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Mike Levine?
Don't know what he's about. You know, I'm kind of the person that, you know, when it gets closer into voting, I'll look him up and decide. But I'm not like a politico and following every move every minute.
Understood. What about Keith Farner, ma'am? Have you heard of Keith Farner?
Nope.
Never heard of okay.
Nope.
Now, ma'am, if...
put up a sign.
ma'am, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday... on August the 20th, were held today, ma'am. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I'm going to read you the list, starting with Keith Farner, Eddie Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Cobb. For whom would you vote from those four choices?
I have no clue.
Okay. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? From those four that I have read to you.
I don't know anything about them. I don't know. You know, I could roll a dice. I don't know anything about them. So that's
okay.
A big X.
Okay. And
this is right
and
under
compare,
this lady lives under a rock.
and compared to 4 years ago, ma'am, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better or gotten worse or has not changed much?
Worse.
Okay. And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead of we need more elected officials who are willing to clean a house in government and fight for conservative principles. The next option is bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which options would you come closer to your opinion?
Yeah, ones where they together and, you know, work together.
Okay. And with which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I'm gonna read you once again a few options. I'm gonna start with Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has served a mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. The next option is, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being a president. And the third and last option is, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Which
one? The second one.
The second one. Okay. As you may be aware, the race for Lake Country County property appraisers has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark R. Jordan, the brother of tax collector David R. Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I'm going to read you two options. Mark
right,
Jordan.
I'm going to tell you the option right here. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, all of this sounds like scandalous, and oh my God. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, there's no problem. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next question. And if you knew the following statements, ma'am, about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to go ahead and start with the following statement. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased, would that make you much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference
I can't believe anyone would say anything except much less likely. Yeah, let's vote for a criminal, sure. Okay, yeah, no, much less likely.
Much less likely, and what about the next statement? A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggestion that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant. Would that statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference?
That's just someone's opinion. So I don't have an answer.
Okay. What about the next statement? A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants. Would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat or much less likely?
Much.
Okay. And what about a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state governments? Would that make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference to you to support that candidate?
Well, everybody spends money to get, you know, their face out there, and so I don't have an answer.
Okay. What about a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong Republican? Would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
To support that candidate?
Nope.
Okay. And what about a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars? Would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
totally,
likely, much less,
yeah,
likely,
less likely,
or no difference?
Much less likely.
Much less likely? What about a candidate who is only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary? Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more? More likely, so much, less likely, or would it make no difference to support that candidate?
Makes no difference. How many more questions are there?
Okay.
How many more questions?
We are actually at 70%. I'm gonna go ahead and I'll make it really brief for you. Anybody candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of dollars electing Democrats, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference?
Much less likely. Much less likely.
Okay. And what about a candidate who has who had a line placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rents? Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference to support that candidate?
It's going to make no difference because everybody is trying to dig up dirt on everybody, and it's just ridiculous. Next.
Okay. What about a candidate who says they are, quote, the quote is, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level? That's where the quote ends. Would that quote that the candidate,
yeah,
would
I
that
like
make
it.
You much more likely?
Yeah, much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, yep. What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big interest companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance up? Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or
much less likely? Much less likely.
Okay. And what about a candidate who has served on the city commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community? Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
doesn't
likely,
matter.
Much less likely, or would it make no
makes
doesn't matter? What about a candidate? Okay. What about a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders? Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference to support that candidate?
Maybe somewhat more.
Okay. And what about a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress? Would it make you much more likely,
much more.
Okay, and a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years, would it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much, does not
matter.
Okay. You would now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? We are at 91%
now. Moderate.
Moderate. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with a associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, postgraduate.
That's it. Four-year degree. Nope, four-year degree.
Okay. And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion? Do you strongly are you strongly pro-life, somewhat pro-life, somewhat pro-choice, or strongly pro-choice?
Strongly pro-choice.
This concludes our survey, ma'am. I really thank you for your time, and do note that your opinions are very important. Thanks again for your help. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, ma'am?
Okay, you did a very nice job.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate
bye-bye.
Your comment. You have yourself a wonderful day.
Okay, bye.